Come on, Joey. Forget about the haircut. Yeah.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
"Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
Fredo was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck since.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, hey, with your cousin, bring your family.
Cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny,
guy and the lady. I, of course, am the wise guy. Lee, of course, is the lady. But let me just make a few announcements here. It's 28 years. My father passed away this week. Yeah, 28 years. And people still rave what a good guy he was. So I guess it pays to be a good guy, you know what I mean? And Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing lousy with my broken foot, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. You got a broken foot.
Oh, God almighty. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to be careful with the foot because, like, there's hundreds of bones in there.
Well, I did it. I broke my fifth metatarsal shaft. Figure it out.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
And you have an old friend on with you listening, by the way.
Okay, well, good. I can't wait to speak to him. I got a lot of questions. I'd like to find out what's new. And don't know. I'm still trying to write my book, but
well, he is a very special. He is a very special thing about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'd love to speak to Ernie LaGioia. He has so many books, and it's not that he writes these things from his imagination or creativity. Most of these things he worked on. So let's get right to the meat and potatoes. Let's get right to the meat. Forget about the potatoes. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, Vinny, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to talk to you. I haven't spoken with you for quite a while.
Right.
I've been running around a bit, getting a few things done between the different projects that we're working on, you know.
Oh, great. Could you, you do it so great. Could you introduce yourself and tell us your credentials first, which are so outstanding in this day and time? Seriously, I really want to thank you, and I wish, there are guys like you on the force today, and, you know, God bless you.
Yeah, before I do that, I got a little something I want to tell you, all right?
Right.
Okay.
I wrote a little something this afternoon because I knew you, I was going to be talking to you, and I said if I do get to talk to him, I want to write something for him, and I did.
Okay.
Listen to this. See what you think of it. Vinny D, the man that knows how to be free, he can help you find the key to prosperity and give you real clarity. Vinny D.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You just wrote it. That's great.
Well,
Thank you. That's terrific.
Yeah, that's great.
I read a lot of poetry, but that was just a quickie thing I did 2 seconds, you know, besides writing my books. I take a break from time to time and write some poetry. In answer to your question, Vinny, actually, you know the story, but some of your listeners don't, so
right.
I'll run you through it
yeah,
real
please.
Quick. I became a police officer back in 1970, and I worked for the transit police for a while. And after an arrest one day, I was asked to work 30 days undercover. 30 days, that's all. So I said, yeah, all right, why not? I'll try it. You know, I spoke to my wife, and she agreed, and we decided, okay, do it. So I did it. That required that I take on a criminal record and a guy's, a second ID, which I used as Eddie Pannoni on the street. Okay. 18 years later, I was still Eddie Pannoni. Instead of 30 days. I got so far. They told me about one guy, the only job I was supposed to do. He was dealing guns and drugs out of this lounge, but they couldn't find out who the hell he was. I had him in a week. So I asked him, what do you want me to do? Well, keep going. Well, when the month was up, I was so high up the ladder that they couldn't take me out. They asked me to stay, so I stayed. I stayed for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And so when I retired at age 65, I decided to write one book just for fun, just for something to do. And, again, here's another trap I got myself into. Now I have 10 books, all based on real cases, and they're all 300-page books. They're all based on real cases that I worked and I was the deep cover operative on. Then people started saying to me, oh, this should be a movie, you know. That should be a movie. This should be a movie. So I said, well, I'll try it. So I taught myself how to write a script. I don't know how good I am, but I try. And I have a movie that we're working on, The Prayers, which I told you about.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have a 12-hour TV show called The Pannoni Files that we're working on. I still haven't completed that, but I'm just starting to look for funding on that.
Wow.
And then I have one other project that I'm working on, which I really can't talk too much about other than to say that it involves the five families. That's
you need Vinny for that? Any of the families, let us
know.
Yeah,
we're going to need Vinny for that one, too. These are all New York-based stories, too, so.
New York, New Jersey,
you know.
And Boston.
And Boston, yeah. Yeah.
Forgetting me.
That's right. See, I worked, I worked with the FBI, the DEA, and the ATF. So I worked everywhere. And a lot of the cases go all over, they go all over the place. I mean,
have you been going to Boston since he's in jail?
Who, Whitey?
Yeah.
No. But why?
No.
Why do you ask
that?
No
reason.
I knew Whitey.
That you had to get okays. Did you get okays from?
I'm writing a story based on real experience, so it's not baloney. You know, it's all true stuff. So I don't have to worry about. And plus, I don't specifically mention anyone's names. You know, that I change the names and I change some of the locations, and that's to protect. You know, now these guys all have grandchildren, you know, most of them are gone, but they have grandchildren. And their grandchildren, I mean, it's not my place to tell their grandchildren or their children what kind of a life they led when they were younger men. So
that's what I do
to protect them. Huh?
That's
a very important question that was on my mind. I've been watching the Bernie Madoff TV show.
Yeah.
And they mention a lot of names and figures and money and how much they invested and how much they got beat for. That's all legal, right?
As long as it's true, it's
because
legit.
They are naming people that I know personally.
Yeah, as long as it's true, it's legit. I mean, if it's not true, you can't go out and lie about somebody. You know?
Because Lee asked me how they mention people's names. In other words, if it's true, they can put it down. If it isn't true, you're in trouble.
Hey, by the way, Lee, I'm very sorry to hear about your foot. I didn't know you hurt your foot.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a pain in the neck. It just happened.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, never want to hear of anybody suffering with any kind of pain.
Oh God, it's keeping me out of my swimming pool.
What is the stage of the prayers?
As a matter of fact, I'm waiting right now. Hopefully, in the next 30 days, I'll get some word as to the funding. We have a group that likes what we're doing. We've had a lot of groups in the past, and we've had to bow out because we didn't like the way they wanted to set things up. But this is a new group who is very good and very understanding, and they understand that they don't want to have, you know, they don't want to come in and say, hey, you know, I want this guy, and this guy to be in your movie. You know, they don't want to do that. We get creative approval. So,
great. No,
that's the way
just...
we want it. You know.
Yeah, no, I was just curious, man, and I'm sure a lot of people are curious because they don't realize the red tape and everything. You're getting negotiations and
Man, months and months and months and months. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
years,
I mean,
years
sometimes.
Yeah,
in some cases.
Yes, I have. You know Alan Glazier, right? Big producer in Hollywood.
No, he's working with
me on this. Well-known producer.
Well,
the only producer I know is Goober, Peter Goober.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, as you know,
Jaws.
Since the demise of Sopranos, there's really nothing on TV or in the theater based on OC.
The real stuff, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
There's not too many. Vinny, let's face it. There's not too many people around that know what went on, what what really went on, the real story, not the baloney you get on TV, but the real stuff. And there's not too many people around.
No,
that could,
they don't.
That,
they absolutely don't.
You know,
when I did Witness to the Mob, in between takes after Sammy the Bull was made, with some of the crew producers, or I don't even know what they were.
That's John's partner, or was John's partner until he decided to go the other way. Yeah,
well, they asked me, what does being made mean? And me, like a dope, is trying to explain it to them, and they would never know.
No,
no matter how much explaining I did.
No, of course not. Of course not. The only way to do it is to show them, you know, and the closest thing to ever, well, I don't even know if they, did they do that in The Godfather? They do the whole thing?
No.
I'm not so sure that they did. I don't remember.
You just
no,
watched
that's been
him.
So long ago. That was the last decent movie about what went on, you know?
Right.
The Godfather.
But, well, I had one director when I was playing a mob boss, and it was a scene where the FBI pulled up and they snatched me up.
Yeah.
And she said to me, Vinny, walk down the street like you own it. I said, I do own it. But that
she
was like the closest
that.
I
you
ever got.
I mean, I walked down the street with Vinny and I couldn't believe it. He does own it.
That's right. You got to own it.
When I went with him down to his
hometown, you know,
they parted the ways when he said who he was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that all goes in time. People don't know. People don't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The younger people, you know, they have ideas and the things that they've heard, but none of them know the real truth. You know, and
well, I was in a club, you know, maybe a year ago, and a funny little story. And I see everybody in the club. Now, the average age in the club is say mid-30s, 40s, and they're all going up to this older gentleman and hugging him, kissing him, shaking his hand, and then after about a half hour, the old guy walks over to me, and he said, what's the matter? You don't say hello? I said, I don't even know who the fuck you are. So he said, it's me. I don't want to say his name, but he mentions his name. And I said, holy mat. I said,
old,
last
right?
time I seen you was 30 years ago. He said, no, it was 36 when they put me away for a habitual criminal. He did 36 years.
Well, that's you know, a lot of the guys, everybody gets old, you know. Most of them are gone now, you know. Most of the
But I
the
knew
real
he was, so he didn't have a sign on or a button that said made man or capo. But I knew it was somebody the way
no,
people
nobody
were
wears,
over.
Nobody wears anything for that. You know that.
Yeah.
Nobody advertises that. Well, other than maybe Gotti, he was, you know, he advertised everything. So, you know, not nice
but,
guy, a real gentleman from what I've heard.
My friend Pitt just passed away the other day. He played Castellano, Fish, Abe Bogota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Abe.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Did Abe Bogota pass
just,
away?
Just.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
We've lost some weird,
wow,
great
what
people
a loss
this
that
year
is.
So
he was
far.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a sharp guy. I had the first time, well, back to Witness to the Mob, they were doing a reenactment of like 20 years prior, 10 years prior.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had to go to makeup and hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into the trailer, and Abe Bogota's in one barber chair, Frank Vincent's in another one. They told me to sit down in between them. And, here's me. I just got in the union. I just got in the business. And I'm sitting in hair and makeup with Abe Bogota. a legend, Frankie Vincent. I said,
wow.
Holy shit, this is
wow.
cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And then we had Frankie Valli was on the set, so I was hanging out with him, and you know, it was fun.
It was a nice
run I had, and to top it off, I got a pension from the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, nice.
So that's cool.
Yeah, very
so,
nice.
So, Ernie, how could people find you online?
I'm on Facebook, Ernie LaJoy Senior. That's number one. I have
Ernie
a site,
LaJoy Senior.
LIJOI.
And
I have a site. It's www.theprayers.com. And then I have another site for my books, which is www.erniesenia.com, ErniesR.com. The other one is The Prayers, TheprayersCom. Those are my two sites right now. I'm going to set another one up for the TV show, but I'm not going to do that for a little while. I'll wait another month or so.
Since we're talking of people passing away, I'm going to give you guys a break. You can talk to each other for a second because we lost a wonderful singer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to play one of their songs.
Go right ahead.
So you guys can talk for a few minutes. I'm going to put you in, not off the air. I'm just going to put you on hold.
Okay. Yeah, so Vinny.
Yes, sir.
He's on now, Vinny.
Yeah.
fire. Okay, we are back. And
he passed away at the age of 74 in his sleep. That's a nice way.
Okay.
But he did have Parkinson's
disease. Maurice from Earth, Wind,
right.
and Fire passed away. Right?
Hi, Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh, Ernie,
you know,
I put myself in the listener's shoes all the time. Now,
yeah.
When you gave your information, I'm still looking for the pencil. And so if anybody, seriously, I mean, no insult to other writers and people with books. I mean, I have gotten books that the Chinese menu is bigger than the books that I've received. I'm serious. But
yeah, no, these are all 300 pages each. Yeah, I usually
pages.
Write 300, around 300 pages, 295, you know, in that area.
Wow.
Yeah.
It would take me a year to read. But seriously,
yeah.
If anybody is into that, wants to...
True crime.
Like some real, you know, not like that fake provolone that you buy in the store. This is the real stuff. Ernie will give you that information. Get a pencil, paper, and write it down, please. Okay, Ernie, please run that
Once
by
again.
Me again.
Okay. It's the, T-H-E, prayers, P-R-E-Y-E-R-S.com. That's one of the movie projects. And my books is... E-R-N-I-E-S-R, that's Ernie Senior, E-R-N-I-E-S-R.com, ErnieSenior.com. And either one of those two sites. Plus, I'm on Facebook, Ernie LaJoy, L-I-J-O-I, Senior.
S-R. Very good,
wow.
Thank you. Great.
Okay.
Great.
And I do poetry as well from time to time, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. That
I
was
put
cute.
Them, I put them up on Facebook and up on my the prayer site. I have a prayer site on Facebook as well. You know,
cool.
A prayers page, I mean, on
yeah.
Facebook.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out to call. We still got to get together. I mean, I'm always up here when I'm down there. It's just crazy, but next time.
I know. But when you're down, you got my number. Give me a call.
Yeah.
You know where I am. Let me know when
One
you're
time
be
we've got to get up to, like, Orlando and because there are people in and around Tampa and where you are. I don't know if we could just stay somewhere, and we've got a lot of people to see up that end.
Yeah,
I have a sister. I have very dear friends. I got Joey D.
Yeah.
I got to run into him. I got you. I mean, but I'll get there eventually.
Oh, we'll get together. I might
All
get
right.
up your way, too, not too long from now.
You
got
to take a drive down
off,
to us.
Yeah,
take
if we get this project off the ground, I'll be working in New York for a year. So, you know. Running around
cool.
at my age is not that much fun, but still.
Right. we'll make it run,
you know.
All right. Thank you, Ernie.
Hey, thanks, Vinny and Lee. Great talking to you again, and I wish you best with your foot.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a
All
lot.
All right, you guys take it easy.
Thank
you. Thank
you
for
thank
having
you.
Me on.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Anytime, you know
anytime.
That.
All right, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Vinny, you know who else passed away that I just heard about?
Yeah, I heard, but I forgot.
Edgar Mitchell. He was in the space. He was the second,
yeah,
sixth
man. Yeah, you just
told
me that. You just told me that.
Just posted
on
Facebook now. Right.
Okay.
And one other person yesterday, for all of you men who read Playboy, I think her name was Katie something, well-known. Playboy person.
Well,
passed away. Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned Playboy, because I have a little information about Playboy. I am sure I won't find it, because it just works out that way. I wrote down my page.
Katie May, by the way. Yeah, Katie May. I couldn't think of her last name.
Oh, I have it right here.
Katie May?
I don't know who it is. Let me read it and see what if it's Katie May or Katie Faye or something. Okay.
Well, she was pretty popular.
No, it isn't about Katie May, but they said the magazine Playboy circulation, which topped at 7.2 million in 1972. 7.2 million. The last time they took a count, today, it's 700,000 editions. Magazine, 700,000 when they did 7.2 million. Wow. Well, besides having another snowstorm here in South Jersey, let's see, a giant crane fell today, which was 300 tons.
Yeah, they have it live on Facebook. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that is terrible. That is terrible.
And I'm looking at you. You're not wearing red.
Why would I would have to wear red?
Well, today is American Heart. You're supposed to women in red. And it's funny because that Katie May must have read it because she ended up having a stroke. She was the queen of Snapchat, they call it. I don't know. Whatever Snapchat is, but she had a stroke, which is what I'm in.
I have no idea who she is.
I guess
does.
She's a well-known in the Playboy.
Well, I was a Hustler man or Club magazine.
Okay, no one
does.
But anyway, it goes along with our Red Day, so I wanted to mention it.
Okay,
because be aware of heart disease, and it's men and women. That
right.
Have heart disease.
Two cops were shot yesterday in New York, but they're doing fine, thank God. Our girlfriend's in the news today. Weinstein there. She's the cat lady. Remember? With the face, with the...
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah, because I used to see her in New York. Where you lived on 56 and First Avenue. And I didn't know who the hell she was. I just thought she was an ugly lady. And she's 75 years old. She's a billionaire. And they called her the Catwoman. But she had an apartment in the Trump Towers. I think she's living in the Trump World Towers. I know people listening and aren't familiar think I'm crazy. But Trump... If somebody tells you I'll meet you at the Trump Towers, there are
exactly
three
where
Trump
it is.
Towers. There's Trump on Park Avenue. There's Trump on Madison Avenue. There's Trump on First Avenue. There's Trump on Columbus Circle. So depending on where they're at, you'll be driving around the city looking for it. Yeah, she's beating people, the cat lady. I guess she don't like to pay bills.
Wow.
Nobody likes to pay bills, but if you're worth $175 million, pay the fucking bill. Jesus
and you
Christ.
Mentioned that the Madoff thing, we both were watching O.J. series. What did you think of the O.J. series that we watched?
I enjoyed the O.J. I enjoy good TV, but last night we were watching Madoff, and my brother was sitting in the living room with me, and commercials were going on every 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
5 to 6 minutes, a commercial would go on, and that commercial would last 4 to 5 minutes. I mean, where are they going?
I wonder if part of that money went to all his people that are broke because of him.
Well,
boy.
The commercial money, they could have probably paid off the Woody O. But I couldn't believe the money. He had like $500 billion. That's a lot of friggin' money.
Yep.
$500 billion?
In his own
God.
Bank account. In his own bank account. That's what was so sick.
I wonder if that bank gave him a toaster.
But I did watch the interview with the daughter-in-law, which I thought was also very nice.
Well, the daughter-in-law was a jerk-off because she was living high on a hog. They had that one car that was 26th made in the world. She lived pretty goddamn good, you know, and I'm really not mad at her, but I'm really mad at the wives and daughters and sons of people that are hustlers and scam artists. Well, I don't know, they're not scammers, that's their business that they're in. But when, you know, when they're hustling and sending their loved ones and the people that are close to them, I mean, look at, what's his name, gave him a watch. The watch was worth about 50 G's. He gave it to the limousine driver.
And did you see all those Rolexes, all the watches? He was definitely a sicko because they talked about him staring in his closet at all his watches and everything, all his shoes.
I look at my watch, and I bought it on Canal Street. I'm serious.
True.
I got three watches. I mean, they're nice, but they're not worth, I don't think any of them are worth over $100. But I got three watches. And, you know, I look at them every now and then. I'm sure if I had Rolex, presidential Rolexes, I would probably look at them every day to make sure they were still there. But, oh, yeah, you see all the shoes here? But you know what?
Yeah.
He had all them shoes. He had the watches. He had beautiful clothes. But he looked like a bum.
Yep.
He had that nasty old trench coat on and a baseball cap. Yeah, but he was sitting, while he had the nasty old trench coat on and a baseball cap, he was sitting on that house in Montauk on Long Island there, or he was sitting in Germany in one of them villas. Oh, man, I was getting sick. I can't hustle $500. This guy's hustling $500 million. Are you crazy? Well, the show is going to be about introducing young kids to protective sex. I mean, how young is too young? Or is there a too young? I mean, you told me today, some young kid, 8 years old, stuck up a
store. Sure,
with
that's
a gun.
Right. He's in court now. I don't know. I don't have the news on, but he's in court now already. Yeah, he went in with a gun. Do you believe it? 8 years old.
Well,
West,
you know,
Palm Beach.
I don't know. Do you think he's having sex? No,
you hear that
know.
Too. I mean, as far as, you know, sex in education has been going around, not in our generation, it's our children's generation. And it's a hard decision to make. I think every area of the country is different. Every nationality is different about it. I don't think there's one decision on it.
You brought up a very good point because they can't make it a federal mandate.
Absolutely.
Because,
that's right.
like you said, different parts of the country have different ways of life.
That's right.
So I think something like that should be taught by the legal guardian. And I would normally say the mother and father, but nowadays there isn't a mother and father in the majority of the cases. There's usually a single mother or a grandmother. And I think they would have the final decision of how and when it's appropriate to,
sign them up for a class like you sign up for driver's ed, you know?
Well, you know,
sign them up when you feel that they're ready.
I am against that, because if they're in a class, the normal class when I was in school had 35 kids in it. And if something's said and it doesn't stay in that class, and you're talking about kids, which means 9 out of 10 times it won't stay in the class, somebody will be yelling in the hallway, "Oh, yeah, what's his name? He wants it." See, I mean, kids are kids. I don't know.
Think there's an right answer to that. I really don't. I think every
region
is different. Everything is different.
The furthest I had to worry about, I mean, I have a male cat. I had it spayed. I mean, you can't have your kid spayed. I don't know. Like you said, there isn't an answer. There isn't a right answer or a wrong answer. I mean, you'll never know. But you know what? It's been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, I could see the caveman telling the baby caveman, "Oh, and be careful."
I think it should be available, but I don't think it should be a forced thing. I think it should be available.
Well,
you know, to learn the right way, the right thing about it, but I don't think it should be mandatory.
You know what I learned?
I don't think it can be.
You know what I learned in sex education?
You had sex education?
Yeah, I had it. Well, it was called health back then. It wasn't called sex education.
Oh, because I didn't. Okay.
It was called health class, and the gym teacher taught it, and his name was Mr. Garrity. And he told me pubic hair is there, so when you're having sex, you don't hurt the other person. It's a cushion. That's as far as we went.
Well, that's a lot farther than I had. Nothing. So.
Well, no. We had Mr. Garrity, and he was an Irish guy. He had red hair, a little cool cut, and he tried his best. I mean, you had... You know, I went to school at Broadway Junior High. I went to junior high at Broadway Junior High. On Broadway, matter of fact. And it was called health class. God forbid they said sex. But we learned a little. And,
yeah.
Well, it was more hygiene than it was sex. But you know what I have for you? I have your horoscopes.
Oh,
Cancer.
Gee, thank you. Okay.
June 22nd to July 23rd. According to the planets, you are on the verge of something big, something that will bring you fame and fortune, too. Others sense the change and want to be close to you. Glory, and hope the glory rubs off on them. There's plenty to go around. You know what? I did this last week, and I'm going to do the same thing. I mean, I'm not in a dungeon. It's light, but it goes off a lot better if I could read if I could see what I'm reading. Okay, Cancer. According to the planets, you're on the verge of something big, something that will bring fame and maybe fortune too. Others can sense this change and want to be close to you. So some of the glory rubs off on them. There is plenty to go around. So
maybe I should buy a lottery ticket.
That might work. Let me read Scorpio. October 24th and November 22nd. Some of the people you feel closest to emotionally are feeling a bit neglected. So make your aim to spend more time with them. Besides, the phase you have been through was immensely busy, and both your body and your mind deserve some time down. Well, I don't know about my body, but my mind's been very busy. Yeah, no, my body too. But not like you think. But, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, by the way, if you have an animal that needs medical attention, which doesn't mean that he's dying or, you know, just needs to be checked. I mean, animals are like people. You know, you go to the doctor to get checked, well, bring your animal to VIP Animal Hospital in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Dr. Tony, yes, mention Vinny DiVingo. Dr. Tony will take care of you like you're a made man. VIP Animal Hospital, 908-289-7387. Yes, sir, Dr. Tony. That's my man, Dr. Tony. He's really a good guy.
Well, I wonder if he's going to the Kitty Bowl on Saturday. They're having a Kitty Bowl.
Yeah.
The kitten
right.
Bowl.
That's cool.
Yep. Before the Super Bowl, they're having a kitten bowl.
Well, the Super Bowl is actually Sunday. My girl, my sister asked me. I slipped. My girl asked me to bring potato chips and pretzels and iced tea. She's only 12, so. I guess for the kids, but pretzels, potato chips, and iced tea. And my brother's getting a big bag of chicken wings.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So,
very good. And we also have next week starts the Chinese New Year, which I just noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's February 8th. It's the first day of the year of the monkey.
The year of the monkey. Why is that so funny to me? Oh, I don't know.
Are you thinking of your monkey? I don't know.
Well, I had two monkeys. Freddie and, I forget. Freddie 1 and Freddie 2. Yeah. Well, we named them both Freddie because it was a lot easier.
Well, you don't need to name the cats the same.
Well, I mean, I'm a little saner now than I was 40 years ago.
You sure?
But you know what? I got some real good news. Hasbro, you know, Barbie, she's made by Mattel. Well, Hasbro makes G.I. Joe, and he's back in town. G.I. Joe is back in town, and he's trying to make a move on Barbie. So, all you mothers and fathers and grandmothers out there, if you buy your grandkid a Barbie, make sure you get her G.I. Joe, too. And you probably have to go to another section because you'd be in the wrong section. You got to go where the Hasbro toy is to get G.I. Joe. And Barbie, you got to go to the, I forget, who makes the Hasbro and,
Mattel.
Mattel is Barbie. Okay, thank you. That's what I needed. I needed a little help from my friends.
So how much snow do you have out there?
Oh, it was very, very light. I mean, it looked worse than it actually was because the temperature was fairly warm. I mean, it's still cold when it's 48 degrees, but to sustain the snow, it has to be 32 and under. And at 48, we lost a lot of the snow before. Wow. Yes, we did.
Well, they said there are three cold fronts back to back, and we will be only in the 60s for the next at least week.
Well,
through Friday.
You know, 60s is cold too. I mean,
62 is a high to me. I will freeze. I will freeze.
We are expecting more snow this week. So, I don't know. We're getting another storm. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad because I can't go swimming anyway. So, work out.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
I can't go
all
swimming.
All right. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You can't have everything. You know, I mean, in this world, it's made, we can't, it's impossible to have everything. Like tonight, what are we watching? What is on TV? We got a TV watch.
I did not look. Don't we always watch,
isn't OJ on again?
Is it? No, but we watch the regular one that we always watch on Friday night. The
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. We always watch Shark Tank, right?
Yeah, I watch Shark Tank. I like that guy, the Jewish guy there. What's his name? You know, the nasty guy. Yeah, I like him. I like him. He
I don't think there's anything else on except my Shark Tank, right, is on at 9 o'clock. And you have Super Bowl's greatest halftime.
You know
that's
what?
Stupid. But that's
yeah.
like on a long time.
Yeah. Well,
that's on like at 9 to 11.
Yeah. But,
I mean, that's
you
crazy.
Know, but, Lee, I was just telling you how I hate commercials, and you want me to watch a fucking show that
I
shows
know, I was thinking of that. I knew I had to tell you something. That's what it was. I knew there was a commercial show. That's it. It's all on
forget
2 hours
it.
Of that.
Shit, are you crazy?
Well, I have a little something for the Super Bowl for you on here, though. Would you like
okay.
to hear it?
Well, you want to hear something
before?
Funny?
What?
You want to hear something funny? You were mentioning that somebody had a lottery ticket worth $63 million and he
didn't
cash it in.
Right, right.
Well, somebody did try to cash it in, but the lottery officials told him that it was too...
it expired.
Damaged. It was too damaged beyond... repair, so they couldn't pay him for it.
Oh, my God.
Southern California is $63
wow.
million dollar lottery ticket.
Wow. That's not fair.
Well, I'm sure they have tape of him if he bought it. I'm sure they know where it was sold. I mean, if it was sold in Southern California and the guy was in Sacramento... or San Francisco, the night of the lottery, the purchase of the ticket, if he was up there, it can't possibly be him. So I'm sure, well, you know, it's your responsibility to keep your ticket legible and in one piece. So
yeah,
I
you
mean,
just never can find yours because you lose them.
Yeah, well, you know, if it says... damaged tickets will not. I'm sure if I'm correct, the lottery ticket does say something to that effect. That the ticket has to be legible, not ripped, and all of that. So, I don't know. You know, I got more problems than to try to cash in a $63 million lottery ticket. I'm trying to cash my, residual check for 63 cents. Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten a residual check in quite a while. You know, when they must know my Doberman died because I was getting residual checks for like $600-$700. Or maybe they caught up with me. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, I have one more last thing to play for the day. Okay?
Okay, well, all right. I hope it's good.
An entire season of work has come down to one last play. It's Super Bowl 50, Phil.
They've trained all their lives to be in this position. It's going to live up to everything you ever dreamed about it being.
Again on the return. Good kick return, and now the offense will try to take advantage. What a magnificent leader this offense has running the show. Newton to Olsen. Touchdown, Panthers.
They are starting to dominate this offense.
The Panthers look to increase their lead now as they get the football back.
Newton's got the talent, the charisma, the leadership. He has it all.
That's what we do. Touchdown! Get high, baby. Get up.
And there is Peyton Manning, ready to get this next drive underway. Never too late. That's a touchdown. Vaughn Miller gets to the quarterback. Tlaib stepping up and making another big play. Now they've been able to recover here, and they're right back within sniffing distance of the lead. Denver in for the score.
Man, Jim, all they're thinking about is the job they got to do to be a Super Bowl champion.
Let's go. Here we go. Twins right, then gone right. 368 wide drag flare on 101. Ready?
An entire season of work, and it looks like Super Bowl 50 will come down to this play. Touchdown! Touchdown! What a huge play! The Carolina Panthers have won the Super Bowl. The Lombardi Trophy is heading to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Super Bowl ad.
What would you play?
Super Bowl.
Was that
just to remind people it's the Super Bowl 50.
Oh, it's a promo. Okay,
yes.
That's cool. I want to see Manning win. I want to see him retire without getting hurt. And that's it. Just for the record, we're going to see Manning win.
I don't care because I'm mad about the Patriots.
Well, they're betting on everything. They're betting on what color shoes the Lady Gaga is going to be wearing. They bet on if, you know, like when they score, they give the ball to somebody. They're betting, is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Right.
That gets the ball first. So, I mean, it's crazy. They're betting on every friggin' thing you could think of. But mm-hmm. I do want to mention, I found a new house of worship. It's called the New Beginning Christian Church. New Beginning. It's on Hooper Avenue and Toms River. And hopefully I'll be there this Sunday before the Super Bowl to get my head on right. You know what I mean? We all need a little bit of the Lord at certain times. And I could use him. So, New Beginning, if you're listening, New Beginning. It sounds like a sneakers. New Beginning. Sounds like a sneaker factory. But you know what? Whatever. New Beginning Christian Church. That's it. And I want to thank you, Lee. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you, too. Lemon Jello, if you're there. Don't know if you're there or not, but Lee told you how to listen. But I figure you would have figured out how to listen. But you don't want to listen to me anyway. I don't blame.
No.
Well,
Okay, my darling, the time has gone. Or come
yeah,
and gone.
Yeah, the time is gone. That's it. Before we get cut off, I seriously want to thank everybody, and I want to thank you, Lee, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.